Good morning. Desire and interest in your prayers. The Lord will bless our time that we spend together. That would be to His honor and glory, to the good of every soul. Many of us are coming to that place, we're about ready to say goodbye to 17 and welcome in 2018 with anticipation. I'd like to consider a thought this morning. We'd like to consider the thought of hope. There may be someone here that it's needing hope this morning. There may be someone here that has their hopes going in the wrong direction. Hope is to wish for something with expectation of its fulfillment, to have confidence, trust, and expectation and desire. Now we have a song, 198, which begins to speak concerning hope. It says, "Have we any hope within us of a life beyond the grave?" That's quite a thought within itself. Have we any hope within us of a life beyond the grave? You know, many different religions seem to hold that there's something beyond the grave. You know, the Indians speak of the happy hunting grounds, and many others believe in something that's going to happen beyond the grave. But it says, "Do we know that this our tabernacle were to be dissolved? We have a house not made with hands." It says, "We have a hope within our souls, brighter than the perfect day. God has given us His Spirit, and we want the world to hear it. All our doubts are passed away." There's something there that the hope that we can have deep down within us that has an effect upon us as we walk from day to day, as we talk and as we go about our daily living. Hope is a wonderful thing. In Job, the 14th chapter, as we look at verse 7, it says, "For there is hope of a tree, that if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud, and bring forth boughs like a plant. But man dieth and wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? All the waters shall fail from the sea, and the flood decayeth and drieth up. So man lieth down and riseth not. Till the heavens be no more, they shall not awake, nor be raised out of their sleep. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, that thou wouldest keep me in secret until thy wrath be past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait until my change come. Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have the desire to work of thine hand." You know, there is a hope that goes on beyond the grave, a deep and a powerful hope. And Job makes reference to that over in Job, the 19th chapter, in verse 26. And Job says that after skin worms destroyed my body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. To me, that is a strong, powerful, defiant hope, even in the face of death, that it does not have to waver, even under those powerful circumstances. You know, a lot of people are losing hope today, and a lot of people don't have hope. But the songwriter said, my hope is built on nothing less. I want to ask you, what are your hopes built on this morning? When you begin to look back over your life and you begin to see the things that you're leaning on, your anticipations, your dreams, your desires, the things you have to accomplish in life, what is at the base of that? But the songwriter said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. It says his oath, his covenant, his blood. Support me in the whelming flood. Have you ever been in one of those circumstances of life? When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. You know, many times we feel like we're really leaning on God. But in actuality, many times we're leaning on our nest egg, we're leaning upon our good job, we're leaning upon our fame, we're leaning upon our fortune, we're leaning on a lot of things. But he said, when all around my soul gives way. Have you ever been in a place like that? Well, I want to tell you, God is still able to support you. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. Thank God for the ability to be able to lean upon him. I'm thankful that we can have a hope in him, praise the Lord. Songwriter 281 says, oh, thou art my refuge here. All my hopes are built on thee. When you begin to think about your hopes this morning, are they actually built upon Christ? All my hopes are built on thee. From all sin and slavish fear, Jesus makes me fully free. But the thought about that all my hopes are built on thee. You know, the word of God says the hope of the hypocrite shall perish. It's another songwriter that brings out the hope of my heart, Lord. Strength of my soul. Guide thou my footsteps and keep me whole. The word of God says, hope thou in God. I want to encourage you to put your hope in God. I want your hope to be encouraged in God, that your hope in God can actually be strengthened. I want you to be in a place that you don't lose hope, but you may be able to lay hold on hope. Get a hold of it. Realize that God wants you to retain hope. In Acts the 27th chapter and verse 20, you have the Apostle Paul, when they were in a shipwreck and things were not looking so well. You know, and sometimes we meet those places in life. If you haven't met them, live on. You can come to those places. But in Acts 27 and verse 20, it says, and when sun nor stars in many days appeared, you know, there are a lot of things that give us hope. But when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay upon us. All hope that we should be saved was then taken away. That's a devastating place to be in. I don't know that I can say I've ever actually been in that place. But that is a devastating place to be in. There was a man some long years ago that was on his way to help General MacArthur, I believe it was, over in the fight there in the Philistines. MacArthur had to leave there, and he vowed he'd come back. So there came a time that he came back, and there was another general, I believe, excuse me, I don't remember his name, but he was to bring reinforcement to General MacArthur. And he was over about 6 or 7 ships. So as he was going along in these ships, with all these ships in command of all of them, there was a big hurricane that come up. And for some reason, very unforeseen, he turned all the ships directly into the hurricane. They began to toss and turn, and some of them capsized. There were men out there in the waters swimming all night long, maybe just holding on the little inner tubes or whatever they could get a hold of. The Bible says that hope deferred maketh the heart sick. These men, their ship had been sunk. And they had been out there in the water all night long. They began to look and they saw a ship out there in the distance. They began to make noises and different things, and they saw the smokestacks of the ship go up. So they knew they must have seen them and coming for them. So there they were. They were so happy that these men were coming to rescue them. And presently, one man, he was out there treading the water, and he felt something brush his leg. And he looked around, and he saw the fin of a shark go by. And he said, I prayed a little prayer. And I said, Lord, you done sunk our ship. We've been out here in this water all night long. And now the sharks are going to eat us for breakfast. It just ain't right. And he said, the sharks swam away. But you know, I'm thankful we can hope in God. You know, with all the different things that may come our way, I want to encourage you to put your hope in God. Amen. In James, the 4th chapter, it says, go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. I want to ask, is God in your plans? The plans you have for the coming year. The plans you have for tomorrow. How much of God is included in those plans? We'll go into such a city, continue there a year to buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even as a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. You know, our plans are so fleeting. The things that we hope to do. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. Is God in your plan? Do you have a space for God in your plan? In your hope and in your desire, is there a place, a space for God in the midst of that? In 1 Chronicles, the 28th chapter, and verse 2, then David the king stood up on his feet. He's getting to be an older man now. And he said, hear me, my brethren, and my people, as for me, I had in mine heart to build a house of rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord and for a footstool of our God, and had made ready for the building. But God said unto me, thou shalt not build a house for my name, because thou hast been a man of war and hast shed blood. See, sometimes there are things that are simply not God's will. Not in the plan of God. You know, our hopes, our desires. Do you have any hopes? Do you have any desires that may not actually be in the plan of God? You know, that's something to think on. The word of God says, ponder the path of thy feet. Give a little thought to which direction you're going. You know, there are things that we desire sometime that we don't plan to do it in the strength of God. We just plan to do it in our own strength. In my ability and what I'm able to do. In Luke, the 12th chapter, there was a rich man. Says the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought thus within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. This will I do. I'm going to pray about this thing. That's not what he said. You know, I'm going to take some time and I'm going to incorporate God in what I want to do. You know, I want to give God a space. I want to hear what God has to say. No, but this will I do. I'm going to just take the bull by the horns. I know how to handle this. I will tear down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. You know, what are we basing our hopes on? When we look out at the future, what are we actually basing? What are we feeling stable about? The things we have round about us. You know, because I have so much, I can say to my soul, soul, thou hast many goods laid up for many years. Eat, drink, and be merry. And God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall these things be which thou hast provided? What are your hopes built upon? How do you actually feel about yourself? as you go from day to day. When we begin to look at life, are we in a place where we can recognize who God is and what place He plays in our life from day to day? In Daniel, the 5th chapter, in verse 23, as Daniel is speaking to Belshazzar, verse 22. And it says, "And thou, his son Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all this," speaking about the things that his father or grandfather went through, "but hast lifted up thyself." Are any of your hopes being lifted up against God? "And hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven. And they have brought the vessels of the house before thee, and thou and thy lords and thy wives and thy concubines have drank wine in them, and hast praised the gods of silver and of gold and brass, iron and wood and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know. And the God in whose hand thy breath is, the God in whose hand thy breath is, thou hast not honored, hast not glorified. Whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified?" See, no time to glorify God in our hopes and our desires, our plans and the things that we're looking out to do, the things we desire to do in the future. Glorifying God, acknowledging that, "Lord, we need your help. We need your strength. Lord, I have a desire, I have a hope, I have an anticipation, but Lord, I need your help in this." The Word of God says in Acts, the 17th chapter, "For in him we live." Now, we can recognize that it shouldn't be hard to say that all my hopes are built on thee. Shouldn't be hard to say that my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. See, it says, "For in him we live and move." Are you able to move? Can you get up and walk about? When you begin to actually realize that comes from God, praise the Lord. And we have our being, we have our ability to think. You know, you have Nebuchadnezzar over there. He was doing so well and just had all his big plans and all the things he wanted to do. And Daniel came to him and let him know that you need to break off your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. And, you know, he just went right on with all his big plans. And about a year after that, you know, he just began to say that, "Is not this great Babylon that I built for the power of my majesty?" And all those different things. And his mind went from him. You know, I don't think he really planned to live, spend 7 years out there. But you know, after that, he had an understanding, bless his heart. Amen. He said, "I now extol the God of heavens." You know, he began to actually realize that I need God. You know, are we in a place to realize that our hopes, our plans, that we actually need God in the midst of our things? St. John, the 15th chapter, in verse 5, it says, "I'm the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing." Have you ever been there in a place where you realize that I can't do nothing without God? That's quite a place to get into. I'm just in a bind. I look around, everything, nothing I can do can work. I just need God. That's the only way it's going to work. I need God. That's quite a place to get to. I want to advise you to stay there. Just stay there in that place, realizing without God, I can't do anything. Stay there. It's easy to get in a place where we begin to feel that, you know, I can do this and I can handle the other. You know, common sense would tell you. You ever heard that one? Common sense will tell you. You know, there's a scripture over here in 2 Samuel, the second chapter, that caught my attention one day. You know, and I thought about the fact that David had been anointed king by Samuel long years ago. Then there came a time that Saul was dead. You know, and you look at it and you think, well, God has appointed him to be king. He's already anointed. Saul is dead. Do the math. It's pretty easy to figure out. Do the numbers. It's easily done. But it says in 2 Samuel, the second chapter, and it came to pass after this, after Saul had died, that David inquired of the Lord. See. Well, it's just pretty straightforward. I can just, you know. But David inquired of the Lord. Whatever you have a desire to do, are you inquiring of the Lord? Well, David, you're already anointed. Just go on and. You know that's what God wants you to do. Do it. David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up to any of the cities of Judah? And the Lord said unto him, go up. And David said, whither shall I go up? And he said, unto Hebron. And so David went thither. You know, when I think about the songwriter, I believe he said, I can't even walk without him holding my hand. Another songwriter said, I need thee every hour. Most gracious Lord, are you in that place? Do you actually recognize that I have a need of God? You know, when we get in that place where we begin to feel like, well, I know how to handle this. I know what to do. And that's when we're ready for a big, big failure. Joshua's over there, and he fought the battle of Jericho. Wall just fell down flat. I'm going to tell you something. After a big victory, you better, like that songwriter said, my soul be on thy guard. You know, after a big victory, that's a good time to be on your guard. Satan's not through. But Joshua, the walls came tumbling down. And you read in Joshua, the 7th chapter, beginning at verse 1. But the children of Israel committed a trespass, a cursed thing, for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Ziddai, the son of Zarach, the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai. See, just got through with Jericho, a great big victory. Sent some men on down to Ai, which is beside Bethel, the east of Bethel, and spake unto them, go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai, and they returned to Joshua. And he said unto him,
Let not all the people go up. You know, but Joshua stalled. It is not that Joshua stalled. So let's pray about this. No, that's not what it says. See. And it said unto him, don't let all the people go up. But let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai. And make not all the people labor thither, for they are few. We got this.
So they went up. Maybe they did pray. I didn't see nothing in there where they did. Maybe they did. I don't know. But I'm thinking, had he inquired of the Lord, God could have told him in advance, don't go. There's a problem. And the men of Ai smote them, about 36 men. And they chased them. See how important it is to seek God concerning the things we have a mind to do, the things we're thinking on doing, our hopes, our desires. You know, and sometimes people can simply lose hope, and that's a devastating place to be in. You know, the Lord said they were supposed to go up and spy out the land of Canaan, and they did. And they came back in verse 13, but the men that went up with him, Joshua and Caleb, said, we be not able to go up against this people, for they are stronger than we. They didn't even seem like they had a hope left. We be not able. Just no hope, no faith. Nothing to fall back on. Then you have people that are straightforward, going forward with their plans and desires for life, the things they want to accomplish, and all the things they want to do. You know, life is interesting. There's a lot of things to do in life. Matthew, the 24th chapter and verse 36. Says, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, not the angels in heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. See, very busy. Nothing wrong with getting married. There'll probably be some people getting married next year that are right in our midst today. But the thought is God in the plan? You know, where is God in the midst of that? In Genesis, the 6th chapter, it says, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives, all of which they chose. I'll do the choosing here. This will be what I have in mind. And over there in Judges, you find Samson, when he got ready to get married, he said to his parents, there was a certain young lady that he wanted. I'm paraphrasing a little bit. And he said, well, is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren, among thy people? Samson said, get her for me, for she pleases me well. Now, I don't know if she pleased God well or not. But Samson said, she pleases me well. Just go right on with what he wanted to do. You know, but God wants to be in the midst of your plans, of your hopes, of your desires. He wants to be there, praise the Lord. In Matthew, the 1st chapter, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. had some things he was thinking about doing, but you know, the word of God says, while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife. Is there any room for God to intervene in your plans? Is there any room for God to have a say? Your hopes, your desires, your anticipation. Has God have anything to say in it? Samson says, she pleases me well. But God wants to bless you as you go along the way. God wants to help you, but I'm just saying, incorporate him. Let him be a part of your hope. You know, he tells you over here in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. Then all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee. If thou would hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, blessed shalt thou be in the city, blessed shalt thou be in the field, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground, the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flock of thy sheep. Blessed shall be the basket of thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command a blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all thy settest thine hand to do, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself. He has sworn unto thee, if thou wilt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And it goes on down in verse 13 and says, the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and not shall be beneath. If thou would hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command me this day, and observe them and do them. You know, God wants to bless you. God wants to be a source of strength unto you. He wants to help you along the way. You know, God is a good God. I thank him for the blessings that he bestows upon us. How he helps us from day to day. He's a source of strength. Word of God lets us know, thou hast been a succor to many. There to help them, there to strengthen them. You know, I want to encourage you to hope in God. You know, the word of God says, one man, he was over there and said, I can't dig and I'm ashamed to beg. But I want to say to you, don't be ashamed to beg God, praise the Lord. Somebody may say that, well, you know, I don't have anything else to do but look to God. It's not a fruitful thing. God is still a mighty God. God is still a mighty God. There's nothing wrong with leaning on God. In Lamentations, the third chapter, I believe it is, says, this I recall to mind, therefore I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Amen. Hope is a wonderful thing, praise the Lord. Romans, the fifth chapter, says also, and not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And patience, experience. And experience, hope. Do you have any experiences? Do you have any hope? Praise the Lord. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad, praise the Lord, in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which the Lord has given us, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without due strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man would one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, praise the Lord. Don't be afraid to hope in God. Don't be afraid to let your hopes rest upon God. How are you going to accomplish that? I believe God's going to help, praise the Lord. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them. Then wait for him to take to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Amen. It's a good thing. You may be in some places where you're having to wait. Well, I want to say that it's a good thing. It is. It is a good thing that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Even as it says, stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. Hope in God, praise the Lord. Old songwriter said, the Lord will make a way somehow. When beneath the cross I bow. You know, it's a wonderful thing when you can look back over life and you can see the places where God made a way. When there wasn't a way. You know, the songwriter said, he'll open doors for me, doors I'm not able to see. Can't see them, and God open them up. Don't want to go forth in things that God is not your hope. Got over there, and word of God is speaking in Luke, the 8th chapter. People got so busy going forth, speaking about the seed. The seed fell, 8 and 14. That which fell among the thorns are they which when they have heard go forth and are choked. The word of God, God is choked out. Is God choked out of your plans? Choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life. Just choked out. Over in Esther, the 5th chapter, in verse 14, you find Haman there. He's really going through some rough places in life. Having a lot of things to deal with. A lot of things that aren't looking right for him. Some back sets, some disappointments. You ever have back sets and disappointments? Different things. So they came up with a solution. Then said Zeresh, his wife and his friends unto him, let gallows be made 50 cubits high. And tomorrow speak thou unto the king that Mordecai may be hanged thereon. See, he's got a plan. He's got a hope. He's got a desire. But do you think he really prayed about it? I don't think he did. You know, his whole entire problem, I don't think he was praying about it. That scripture says about lean not to your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. He was leaning on his own understanding and his friends' understanding too. You know, when you need to work out a problem, don't just lean on your own understanding. But lean on the Lord. Let the Lord help you and give you an understanding. He wants to help you. He wants to be with you. He wants to uphold you in your hopes and your desires. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Strength of my life. All my hopes are built on thee. See, that's where it actually comes from. Your very foundation is built upon God. Praise the Lord. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat my flesh, they stumbled and failed. Though an host should encamp about me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of thee, that I may seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in a time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, praise the Lord. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up on a rock. Psalmist David 23:6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hope. Hope in God. As we begin to close out, we look at 1 Corinthians 13:13. You know, I think about hope. It may not be the greatest thing that's going. 1 Corinthians 13:13, it says, now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Well, hope might not be the greatest, but I'll say it's still got honorable mention. Amen. It's in there. As we close, we'd like to look at song number 23. And I want to challenge you, are you lined up with this song? If you aren't lined up with this song, then may the Lord help us all that we be more lined up with this song. It says, I have a hope, serene and sure, that anchors past the veil. In all the storms it holds secure, nor will it ever fail. I have a hope that looks away from present woes and fears. Don't let the things of this old world get you down as you go along the way. Looks away from present woes and fears to heaven's bright eternal day till sorrow disappears. I have a hope that doth not fear the silent grave to view, nay, doth not shrink though death appear, for I shall live anew. But then I like this chorus, and it says, my hope is born of God's own word and nourished by his grace. His promise true, my soul hath heard, and hope beholds his face. Blessed is the man whose hope God is. Pray for me.